With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Montana's Chief Justice and 24 other current and former judges say an outside group's attacks on a judge running for Supreme Court could threaten the integrity and independence of the judiciary. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the letter by Chief Justice Mike McGrath and other judges says an ad attacking District Judge Dirk Sandifer is untrue, misleading, and unfair. Sandifer and University of Montana adjunct law professor Kristen Juris are vying for an open seat on the high court. The Crow Tribe and the state of Montana have settled litigation going back 38 years over whether the state can tax coal that is owned by the tribe. Under the settlement signed yesterday, the state does not surrender its power to collect severance tax on the coal taken from the Westmoreland Coal Company's Absaloka mine near Hardin. However, the state agreed that if it collects taxes in the future, it will turn the revenue over to the tribe. Montana does not currently collect severance tax from the coal mine because the tribe is already doing so. The settlement also calls for the state to give the tribe $15 million it agreed to under a 2012 Montana Water Rights Compact if the tribe gives up its appeals for the past tax revenue collected by the state. Secretary of State Linda McCullough says there is no question that Montana's November 8th elections will be fairly run, but she is advising voters to mail or hand their ballots directly to their election office. McCullough's comments today are in response to some voters in at least three counties reporting that people offered to deliver their absentee ballots for them. McCullough says it's not illegal for someone to hand over his or her ballot to another person for delivery. She says both Republicans and Democrats have been doing it for years. She also says voters can check her office's website to see whether their ballots have been received. Hot on the heels of a record-setting financial gift, the University of Montana has announced it's received another multi-million dollar award. Edward O'Brien reports.
The Dennis and Phyllis Washington Foundation has donated $3.5 million to expand a University of Montana math readiness program. The foundation also gave the Ed Ready Montana program $2.4 million when it launched 2 years ago. The foundation says Ed Ready has helped thousands of students avoid remedial coursework and boosted scores on math placement exams. Washington Foundation Executive Director Mike Halligan says it's a great program with a proven track record of helping Montana schools.
Now those teachers have access to this state-of-the-art program that will give them as an individualized tool to be able to help students at every level of their math skills, and then potentially as we're evolving this out now over the next 5 years into English and then into job-ready program that's actually going to help employers with their workforce development.
Ed Ready is an offshoot of UM's Montana Digital Academy. Academy Executive Director Bob Curry says 39 states now have programs based on the Ed Ready Montana model.
That is correct. We are definitely leading the nation in the implementation of Ed Ready. There are other states now that are looking at our model and beginning to talk about how they may implement.
Earlier this month, a Phoenix venture capitalist gave UM $24 million, the largest single gift the school has ever received. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A Montana official says the state's mining future could lie in ordinary rock. The Montana Standard reports that rock mining provides anything from construction gravel to decorative stone. Montana Department for Environmental Quality geochemist Garrett Smith said nearly half the state's mining land is used for rock quarries and rock picking. Smith made the remarks during yesterday's presentation at the Minerals and Mining Symposium at Montana Tech in Butte. He said most rock mining is currently in central Montana, but could expand to the southwestern part of the state. Police in Billings are investigating reports that absentee ballots have been removed from mailboxes. Callers reported at least one person had rifled through their mailbox and taken a ballot, but left other outgoing mail. Supreme Court candidate Dirk Sandifer says his opponent, Kristen Juris, does not have the expertise to be a judge on the high court. The candidates met in a forum yesterday in Great Falls. Juris says she has practiced family law, property law, and business law, and that she would help make the court more diverse. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.